Welcome, everybody. New Instant Insight here at 929thegame.com. My name's Jason Longshore, color analyst for the Atlanta United Radio Network. Big day in Atlanta United's universe, signing PT Martinez. Not a surprise. We kind of knew this was coming. He arrived in Atlanta Monday morning. This had been talked about, honestly, since last fall on the Argentine side of things. But PT Martinez, the reigning South American Player of the Year, has joined Atlanta United. This is a big deal. This is a big deal for the club. This is a big deal for the league. To get a player of this caliber, just so you know, we're talking about a player who was recently awarded the South American Player of the Year by media vote. The magazine El País, which is internationally known out of Uruguay, has been doing this award for decades. And PT Martinez is the first reigning South American Player of the Year to come to Major League Soccer. Only one other South American Player of the Year has ever played in Major League Soccer, Carlos Valderrama, who was a superstar in the early days of the league, played for the Tampa Bay Mutiny, played for the Miami Fusion. Carlos Valderrama won the award in 1987 and 1993, and then was third in the award in 1996 when he came to Major League Soccer when it started. He came later in his career. Other players who, you know, have come to this league in the past have come to the league later in their career. Atlanta United has started to change that conversation and get players at younger ages. You look at Joseph Martinez coming over at 23. You look at Miguel Almiron coming over right before he turned 23. Then Ezequiel Barco coming over, you know, as a teenager. PT Martinez is a little bit different situation. He's 25. He is in the prime of his career. He was recently called up to the Argentine national team and has made two appearances, scored a goal against Guatemala last September. This is all off the backs of an outstanding couple of seasons at River Plate. River Plate, for those who don't know the club, one of the biggest clubs in South America, honestly one of the biggest clubs in the world. River Plate recently won the Copa Libertadores, and they won two during PT Martinez's time with the club. He came over from Huracan, which is another famous club from Argentina, a club known for developing talent. He broke into the first team while at Huracan, made 90 appearances there, won a Copa Argentina there, moved to River Plate in a deal that was between $4 and $4.5 million. River Plate is going to nearly triple their investment in bringing PT Martinez over with the move to Atlanta United. He wasn't brought in to be a superstar from day one at River. It took him a little bit of time. That first season, the team won the Copa Libertadores. PT Martinez was part of the squad, not a focal point. As players left the club and you started a new era, PT Martinez was looked at to be the man at River. That was a little difficult at first. Didn't play real well, didn't have those magic moments that we've come to expect. And the fans were not very forgiving at first. This is a very demanding fan base to play in front of at River. They're used to excellence. They expect excellence. They demand excellence. And when they did not get excellence at the beginning, they were not very happy with PT Martinez. He scored a goal in early 2016 and shushed the crowd, put his finger to his lips as a statement. Things were a little rocky at first. But what's so impressive to me about PT's time at River, he was able to bounce back from that, something that many players are unable to do. And he didn't demand to leave. He didn't, you know, shy away from that pressure. He rose to the occasion. I mean, apparently, His car was attacked at one point. The tension was so bad. He bounced back. He ended up winning 8 trophies with River Plate in his 4 years there. 8 trophies. And what I think endeared him to River Plate fans more than anything was the fact that he showed up in the big matches against Boca Juniors. If you followed anything from this past year's Copa Libertadores final, where it was the Super Clásico of all Super Clásicos, Boca River, for the South American Championship, the second leg could not even be played in the country. The intensity and everything was just so insane. This is that big of a rivalry. PT Martinez dominated Boca Juniors in this rivalry. Scored so many huge goals for River Plate in the rivalry. Songs are sung about the things he has done to Boca Juniors, not literally, and I'm not going to give you the lyrics. You can go find those for yourself. But he is a legend at River Plate and always will be a legend at River Plate because of what he did in the games that mattered the most. You love to have players like that who show up in a big way. Couple of the things about Pitti that has been said since this deal has come to light. He told Radio Continental in Argentina late last year, he said, "I made the decision together with my family. It was time to take the next step in my career. I saw the U.S. League in a positive light. They showed me a mountain of things. It was tough for me to decide, but the European teams were not as eager to sign me to pay the amount of money River wanted. But this club did. They trusted in me." That's something he echoed in his statement in the press release today. He said, "The club has shown a lot of trust in me, and I'm looking forward to working with Frank de Boer and my teammates to continue making history at the club." This is a player with big aspirations, and he's not looking at a move to MLS at 25 as the biggest place he can be. That's great. That's what you want. I know in Atlanta, we all want to see players wear the Atlanta United kit forever. You fall in love with these players, especially a guy like PT Martinez, who is capable of doing the things that you will see on a regular basis this upcoming season. He's a special player. But to have that aspiration of being the best, that's what you want. You have to love that in PT Martinez. He went and scored the winning goal in that win over Boca Juniors in the Copa Libertadores second leg of the final at the Bernabeu Stadium in Madrid. He scored the goal that sealed it. And it's so beloved already in River Plate history when they were able to have the team back at El Monumental, their home stadium, and honor them for winning that trophy. They had to recreate the goal because the fans wanted to see it, and they sang Pitti Martinez's name, and they were so happy to see this opportunity for him because they really did come to love him as a player for the club. There was a great piece at Golazo Argentino, which is a great website covering soccer in Argentina, and they said, "No River fan resents him making the move. They know the economic reality of the sport in Argentina means star players regularly move elsewhere to earn exponentially more. Who can blame them? All they really have to say about the memories Martinez has given them is a simple, gracias, Pitti." It's a special thing when you have this happen, and Pitti is a special player. He's a lefty, but he can score with either foot. He's the master of the volley. Go back and look at some of his goals, and especially the volleys. Anytime he has a chance to hit a ball out of the air, he's going to take it. He's also the master of the gambetta. The gambetta is something that we're going to talk about a lot when it comes to Pitti. It's the dribbling move that key players are judged by. It's just the ability to navigate traffic, kind of slalom through traffic, and keep the ball on a string. Pitti can do this. Pitti can score from distance. Pitti can finish in the box. He has a confidence and a swagger that is just rare. He'll try stuff. He'll take chances. And more often than not, he makes them work. That's what's amazing about it. I know one question a lot of people will have is his name. His name is Gonzalo Martinez, but he is known as Pitti. He told the club in an insider interview that was sent out on the email list that he wants to be called Pitti. The nickname comes from a bird, the Pititora, which is from is common in the part of Argentina where he's from near Mendoza. He was given that nickname as a kid, reportedly at 5 years old, and that's what he goes by. Pitti is how he is known. He grew up as a fan of River Plate. He leaves River Plate as a legend, as a champion, and now he embarks on a new adventure. He has the opportunity, one, to come here to the United States and come to Major League Soccer and be the most talented player in the league from day one, straight up. He has the possibility of representing Atlanta United on the international stage in the Argentina kit, which is something we have not seen an MLS player do. It's a big deal because that's a big-time kit to put on. It's very important. And when you look at the clubs that you see on that roster of players for Argentina, and you see Atlanta United next to Pitti Martinez's name, that's a big deal. Atlanta United in the last 3 years has brought in either the best player from the Argentine League or one of the most promising players from the Argentine League in 3 straight years, in Miguel Almirón, in Ezequiel Barco, and now in Pitti Martinez. This is a statement of going to get a player in his prime who still has resale value, and it's something Darren Eales talks about on a regular basis. You always want that because you always want to have that possibility if the right deal comes to play. But this is a player with a little more experience, a little bit more of a veteran, and a player who can step straight into the situation that Atlanta United faces in 2019. CONCACAF Champions League, defending the MLS Cup title, bullseye on their back. Pitti Martinez thrives on that. And I think he's going to love playing that role and wearing the Atlanta shirt and representing this city and this fan base and bringing, I think, a new type of flair to it. It's going to be exciting to see. Can't wait to see him on the field in a match. We'll be seeing that very soon. First official match of the season, February 21st in Costa Rica against Herediano in the first leg of the round of 16 in the CONCACAF Champions League. Would expect to see Pitti Martinez on the field that day. Can't wait for the opportunity to see it and to call it for you guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you have any questions about Pitti Martinez or anything else Atlanta United related, you can hit me up on Twitter at Longshoe. Also hit up all of our coverage here on the station at ATL Soccer 929. We'll have stoppage time coming back for you next week, 2 o'clock on Wednesday on Facebook.com/929 The Game. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Talk to you guys next time.